All right, there are another couple of the kudos of this Taisis that I wanted to share with you. But the ikar is to know, Clara, the site of Taisis. The site of Taisis is that Taninon Liyasmi, we kind of Zuyif. And the reason, what's the reason? So you can get confused with Taisis Rais, but the reason is a very clear reason. Taisis says, Taninon Liyasmi, why? Because Leishakis Chayas. Otherwise, everyone will go running to every Yisaimim, which starts against the father. And we the main Nakuda of Taisis is this Nakuda that we have to protect against. We have to protect against the assignment being taken advantage of by Shafkas Chaya, and therefore Tanina Mezuyah. Now Taisis Maskone is Taka Tanina Mezuyah, but Taisis, when he wanted to be Matchit, he said maybe not. He said maybe we don't Tanina Mezuyah. To protect the assignment, we Tanina Perua. So maybe Tanina Perua and not Tanina Mezuyah. And that will protect the Yisaimim against any shtar milva, against any shtar somebody says that the father owes money. So this way we could protect the Yisaimim. We don't have to say Taninan Mizuyif, we could just say Taninan Perua. Mainach Gemina. What's the difference between Taina Perua and Mizuyif? So the Maram says that it's enough Gemina if the. In a case where it's still teich zmanai of the halva, in a case where the due date of the halva has not yet come, if the shtar says that that it's a loan for a year, and it's still within the year, so we have a klal. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that chazaka ein adam peireya teich zmanai. The Gemara says we have a chazaka. People don't pay loans early. The Gemara says, we have a chazaka. People don't prepay loans. So Zakta Maram, that'll be enough kamina between if Tanina Mizuyif. So then, will Tanina Mizuyif even against the shtar whose man didn't come yet? And if Tanina Perua and not Tanina Mizuyif, so we're only going to Tanina Perua in a case where. It's already after the date of the IOU, after it's due. But if it's not yet the due date, so then we don't tie in a perua. This Maram says this is a nafkamina between the two. What? No, so Taisis says mechamatam, but by shtar milva, this would be a nafkamina. Okay.
Why would you
find
it? Why
is he coming to Bez if it's not the due date? In Achinami, it would be a case where even if now it is the due date, but the father died before the due date. So if the father died before the due date, so even if now it is the due date, but the father didn't die. There's a logical problem with the Maram. There's a problem that you should be able to be aimed on with this Maram. Clearly saying is very glad. The person doesn't take their money, so we're not going to tie it. That, but that has nothing to do with the Maram. Yes, in Bechlal, there's no time. Okay. There's a problem with the Maram's Cheshbon. Why? But Madoch, he wouldn't be believed to say Perua, and he says, I know for sure, Bez is certainly not going to be Chayshish that he paid Tasmana. The Chlal, Bezin can't tie into something that the man couldn't have tied it. Bezin can only tie into something that if he'd be alive, he could tie it. There's nothing to do with them around. You're looking at the trees, you're not looking at the forest. You know what that means. You're looking at the small picture, not the big picture. No? That's what the problem is. If they sure asked this on the Maram, maybe you all thought of the question and have a teretz already, so I don't know. The Maram seems to be a mistake. The whole Tosis is talking about what? Leishach Gishaya. That Yisaimim, people are going to be able to cheat Yisaimim. So what did Tosis say? Since people can cheat Yisaimim, Tanina Mizuyev. Comes along Tosis. Tosis says, no, maybe Leit Tanina Mizuyev. Aye, how are we going to protect Yisaimim from a Shtar Milva? If anybody comes with a Shtar Milva, then they stop forging Shtar Milva, we'll tie in a Perua. Right? What is the big picture here? Tanina Perua, so we're going to protect the assignment. No one could cheat the assignment. If you're like the Maram, you could still cheat the assignment. Just when you forge your star, write a later date. The due date should be later. And Bezda won't tie in a Perua. And you could still cheat the assignment. You just, the Ganav has to be smart enough to write a due date that's later, which doesn't take that much effort. If he's forging a shtar anyway, as soon as he writes early a day, later day, he'll write a later date. And now, the whole Tosis doesn't make sense. Tosis said, there may be my Tanina Mizuyev. And we tie in a Perua. And that's going to protect your Simon from forgers. Frekta Pnei Yeshua. But what do you mean? According to the Maram, you're not protected. Because the person, the forger will just write a shtar with a later date. And then he'll be able to pass the world tie to Perua, and then he's going to be in trouble.
What? How do you know that
you're going to
come up
with
him?
How do
Why?
I?
Don't do that. No, they,
the forger has to be smart enough. Who knows he's smart enough? He'll come to Bezdin. He'll forge your style. Come to Bezdin. They'll say Perua. So go home. I mean, maybe he's just not a chacham. He knows that tiny Perua is just not so smart. Everyone's smart when it comes to stealing. Maybe the Ram means he won't be so smart to be forges a shtar. Take so much brains to figure it out. I like the kasha. It's a problem with the Maram. I don't have a parrot. Seems to be a problem with the Maram. The Maram says that if you write a later date, Bezdin doesn't say Tanina, the Perua. So the whole Tosis is trying to protect your Simon. So Tosis says we can protect your Simon even without tying the Zuyif, we just tie the Perua. What do you mean you tie it? The Maram saying in certain cases we don't tie the Perua. So then the Simon are unprotected again. So if you might be say Tanina Mizuyev, that's not what Tosis is saying. Tosis is saying maybe we never say Mizuyev, or we'll just say Perua. Tosis says no, we do say Mizuyev. But at that point, when Tosis said we don't say Mizuyev, we only say Perua. At that point in Tosis, the Teretz wouldn't have been the Perua is not going to protect the assignment. You're still going to have problems in such cases. But this is a difficulty with the Maram. Again, it doesn't affect the Tosis. Tosis, we remain Tosis. Maskana is that we do say Tanina Mizuyev. Right, you see, even if the due date comes, Bezdin can't say the father paid it if he wasn't alive after the due date. So as long as the due date is later than the father dies, Bezdin can't say the father paid it, because eventually, what do you mean eventually? If he died in August and the shtar is dated in September, so they can't say he paid. They can't say Perua. But say the assignment paid, Bezdin doesn't time them. That the assignment would have to time them. So Mamela, there would be no way of protecting the assignment. Place this on the Amid Beis Yisakash in time. For a comment about Mitzia, Pligi Remeiv Rabbana, the Matzah Shtar Shein by Achrayis, the Rabbanan Amri Lo Yazer, Remeiv Sava Yazer, Ruki Lo Shmok Shein Chayiv Maid. What's the case? Someone finds a Shtar. So we're dealing with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that Lo Yazer, that you don't give back a Shtar. So Tosis asks, Yazel or Meir lots off his lechisa. Bashtel, Rabbanan, Amay lo Yazel. Halekah lamecha shlamidi. What are you worried about? Give the shtar back. What are you worried about? Di mekayim le adin imay. V'yolay mekayim le yin kemay mafsidi mahadalei. Elo vadech hashin Hashem yaiti shalei b'fana. If it's b'fana, what are you worried? You give it back to him, and the other person will tie it or whatever you could tie it. So must be you're worried, you'll give it back, and they'll take it out, shalai b'fanav. What are you worried about? We'll tie for if it's Shalai Befanav, we'll tie for the person. The person, either he died, we'll tie for Zisayimim, or he's in Dina Seyan. So we'll tie him, Mizoyif. Why not give it back? What's it sad not to give it back? That's Taisis Kasha. What is the downside of returning? So Rabbi Kiva Eger here says a teretz. He's not saying pshat and taisis teretz. He's saying outside of taisis, he's saying another teretz. And he's saying with the hanocha that ki and shtaris is the rabbanon, as we said earlier, and as the Gemara will say in the next amid, ki and shtaris is the rabbanon. Except ki and shtaris would be the raisa if there's a raisa. If there's a reyesa in the shtar, then kim shtaris is daraisa. What's an example of a reyesa? So, the other day I mentioned to you an example if the other person tainis mezuyah. If the baldova tainis mezuyah, that would be one example of a reyesa. If a shtar is lost, if somebody loses a shtar, that's also a reyesa in the shtar. If the shtar fell, was found, that's a reyesa. People usually are very careful to protect shtaris. And therefore, if a shtar is lost, kim shtaris would be deraisa. Alright, fine. That's not Rabbi Kivega's chiddush. That, everybody agrees. The regular kim shtaris is derabbanan. A kim shtar, which was lost and was found, such a kim shtar is a chiv deraisa. Why don't we return the shtar? So to Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's this method of Kiyam Shtaris called Dinyan Shtaris, which we spoke about. There's this method of being the Kiyam Shtar by comparing it to other Shtaris. What did Rav Shira Gaon say? Rav Shira Gaon, which at Tzais was Matzdik, said that Dinyan Shtaris is an inferior type of Kiyam. Dinyan shtaris is really a type of kiyum which is not ma'ula. It's an inferior kiyum. You know why it works? Rav Shira Gaon said, you know why it works? Because kiyum shtaris derabanan. Wherever kiyum shtaris said derabanan, they will make all that dinyan shtaris doesn't work. Dinyan shtaris works. Rav Shira Gaon said, nafkamina, if you have a shtar that's ksav yodai, that's not witnesses, it's just ksav yodai, where kiyam is deraisa. So he said, then dinyan shtaris doesn't work. It's got to be a case of kiyam shtaris derabanan in order for dinyan shtaris to work. So nafkamina was ksav yodai, but any case kiyam shtaris deraisa, dinyan doesn't work. Memela comes out by a shtar that was lost and was found. Once you lose the shtar and you find it, that for that kiyum, dinyan shtaris won't work. Because there, kiyum is deraisa. There's a reyesa, it was lost. There, kiyum shtaris is the chiyuv deraisa. So dinyan shtaris won't work. The main is Dr. Akiva Eger. Why does the Gemara say above Metziah? Somebody finds a shtar in the street, don't return it to the Malbim. Why not return it to him? What's wrong, Tanina? The answer is, let's say I'll return it to him. So he'll put it in his pocket, and he'll wait a few months, or go to a different city, and he'll go in, he'll be Tavera and Bastin. That Bastin won't know the shtar was once lost. Now the Malv is going to come with the shtar. That Bastin is not going to know it was once lost. So that Bastin is going to take the shtar, and the Tanina Mizuyas, and they'll be mekayim it with dinyan shtaris, and they'll say, now it's a good shtar. They won't know that this shtar now needs a kiyum deraisa. Okay, 1 second, good. But so that's the kinega, that's the reason we don't give it back. We don't give it back because we're afraid that ultimately he'll be mekayim the shtar with a kiyum which only works with rabbanan, such as dinyan shtaris. And that we don't want, and the Mela, that interstates his cash. Now, first of all, I'm interested in you knowing the Rabbi Kiva Eger, because it's a chazara on the concept of Dinyan Shtaris, and it's another nafkamina. We have now three nafkaminas. Right? But dimyishtaris, like Rav Shura going, doesn't work by ksav yaday, which is the case he talks about. Doesn't work by nefila, which is the case we're talking about. And it won't work when the Baal is ma'arer, which is why Rashi left it out on the Amud Aleph. When the Baal is ma'arer, so Rashi left out the Mishtaris, so he said, because it doesn't work by Akim Daraisa. So we have now a third nafkamina in the Reb Shurigo. And what David is asking, why are we so worried about it? Maybe, why are we worried if I care that he's going to lose money? So the answer is that Bezma holds on to the Shtar. If he'll bring Aden who know that that Yitakab lent him the money, and they'll be Mekayim the Shtar, then will Yitakab be Mekayim the Shtar. But the responsibility is on him. He lost it, so he has to, he's the one that has to pay. Okay, what? No, we assume that if the person paid, he would rip up the Shtar. He wouldn't say that, lose it. Once, you borrow money from someone, and there's a shtar that says you owe money, and you pay, and you get the shtar, you rip it up right away. So the assumption is it fell from the lender.
Right, if the person comes in returning it, doesn't he give it back that it's allowed to continue to grab money? But in returning it, verify that it was actually lost. So it's not such an improbable thing. So now you've said it, that the Rabbanan keeps your work.
Yeah, the point is that he's asking, should I return it? We tell him, don't return it, because the fact that it was lost, it was taka lost, we found it in the street, but the fact that it was lost makes us suspicious that it was either a shtar that was written to be used that was never used, or it was a false shtar in the first place. Because shtaris, people are very careful with shtaris, people don't lose shtaris. So you're right, once you return it, it would seem to verify it's good. But that's goofy why I don't want to return it. So this is the second Nakuda here in Taisus. There's a third Nakuda, which is Iran. The Iran is not going into the nitty-gritty of Taisus, just on the side of Taisus. What's Taisus' side? Tanina Mizuyif. Now it's interesting, the Iran quotes Taisus as saying Fakert. He obviously had a different Taisus. And that's not a problem. He brings Rishayim that say like Tanina Mizuyif, and the Ram agrees with our Taisus. The Ram paskins Tanina Mizuyif because Leishak Mischay Lachol Yasim Lachol Beria. So the Ram agrees that Tanina Mizuyif. The question. In our Mishnah, we don't Tanina Mizuyif. In our Mishnah, it says, "I may be get Eretz Yisrael, ain't it Tzar Shiyam of Hanefan in Echtam Vim Yeshol of Ayurim Yiskayim." Our Mishnah says, "By get, we don't tanya mizuyif." So you say, "B'chah Tayrakula tanina mizuyif." Why in our Mishnah not? So Taisus answered that. Taisus said, "Mishum iguna hikilu." The first line of Taisus, Taisus said, "Mishum iguna hikilu." The Ran says a different teretz, and I'd like you to see the Ran inside. The Ikar reason I want you to see the Ran is for those who were learning Kedushin last year, at least here in Shir. The Ran says the aside that we spoke out last year, I think it was the first or second day of Shir, B'Shem Davni Meluim, B'Shem Rav Moshe, and the Ran is saying Mamish the same words. The Ran is on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in the Dafei Haran. The very first wide line. The Mimasnis and Lekal Amigmar. The Ran says why we always Taina Mizuyif. We always say Taina Mizuyif to protect the Muzik. And by a guess, why don't we Taina Mizuyif? If we want to protect the Muzik, the assignment, why don't we say by a get we should protect the husband and we should say Taina Mizuyif? So the Ran says, Mamish Hefaline. The Mimasnis and Lekal Amigmar. So from our Mishnah we can't learn out that like Tanina, that we don't tie the Mizuyif. Lefi she'ein isha zu memaynei shel baal. Ella b'shus atzma hi lihinasei fanan leimanin anlo. What are the words? The woman is not the possession of the husband. Ein isha zum amayne shabal. If you remember, we spoke about this last year. It said, ha'isha niknis v'shleisha drachim. Ha'isha niknis. So we said right away, what's taich niknis? What does niknis mean? For those who would understand, niknis means that a husband has bayis on his wife. That he has a kinyan. What does kinyan mean? It means I own. So an isha has some type, a man has some type of ownership in the wife. So the Avni Meluim said that it's not so. A man has no kinyan. No, there's no ownership a man has in his wife. Rav Moshe alerted into the first Rashi. The first Rashi, Mesechtas Kedushin, was a isha niknis. Rashi, one word, labayla. Right, so isha niknis, Rashi, labayla. So everyone jumped on Rashi. Who else? Isha niknis. Of course, labayla. Who else is a niknis to? Rav Moshe learned pshat with the Avnei Meluim. What did the Avnei Meluim say? What does a man own in his wife? He doesn't own his wife, so what does he own? He's kind of something. He owns the kayach ha'ishus, the ability of a woman to marry is gone once she gets married. She can't marry anyone else. It's not the reverse. A man gets married, he can marry other women. The Torah allows him to marry other women. When a man gets married, the only difference between a man and a woman in marriage, chiyuvei mamin, there are two directions. Right? What a woman earns goes to the husband, and keneged that, the husband has to give mizlanis to his wife. It's two directions. The only difference is that the woman, the ishus of the woman, her eligibility for marriage, that's gone now, that the husband now controls. So Aisha Nikdis Ramashal the Baila, meaning for this Inyan of Bailas, that's the only Kenyan that there is. The Avnei Meluim said clearly that Aisha Nikdis, she's not the possession of the Baal. She's not the possession of the Baal. And the Chayra, this Nakuda that these Achrayim said, is what the Ran is saying here. The Ran is saying, we always taina mezuyah for a muzik. If you own something, tanina mezuyah, we protect you. We protect your signim, we protect you if you're not here, we taina mezuyah for you. Mashiach came by a get, the husband's saying, protect me, taina mezuyah for me. Maybe it's not a get, she should still be married to me. We don't taina for you, you're not a muzik in a woman. It's a relationship, a man and a woman have a relationship of marriage. The man is not a muzik that we say tanina. When do we say tanina? To protect the muzik. A man ain't isha zuma meni shabal ela b'shus atzmehi. That's this yisayid haran, which is the yisayid of the Avnei Meluim last year. I mentioned to you one nafkamina, one that comes to mind. Why, if you give kedushin to an eishes ish, why is the kedusha chal on an eishes ish? So Yeshua said, because the husband owns her already. He can't buy something that someone else owns. So let's say you have a woman who's married already. You give a kedusha. Why is the chal a second kedusha? She should be eishes ish to both of them. So Pnei Yeshua said, you know why kedusha is not chal? Because she's already owned by the husband. She's owned by the husband. You can't buy something only from the owner. You can't buy it from her. Avnei Meluim said, no, she's not owned by the husband. The reason they're kedushin types is because kedushin are not typhus in any chiyuvei karus. A man gives kedushin to his wife, to his sister. A person gives kedushin to his sister. Also not chal. It's in kedushin types in b'chai b'krisus. So he said, why is kedushin not typhus? Not because someone owns this woman. You can't buy her if someone owns her. You don't buy a woman when you get married. It's because she's an Arab. We had other nafkaminas, yeah. That the bailus is owned. Nachinami. Should have chosen a different nafkamina. Well, let's start getting into the spashtus we had last year. Don't say spashtus if you don't own her. Go. Right? We said last year that there's no spashtus. The explanation that there was also in the Avnei Meluim. Hispashtus we had, if you make a behema, half of it a carbon, it's hispashtus for the second half. We said that by a woman, if you make a shef a woman, it's not nispash. So Rabbi Mulam explained the Gemara the same thing, because her guf is not, it's not like if a guf becomes owned by you and you should be in nispash. Her guf remains her guf. There's no change in the guf. It's a din. The din is that she's a shef. So the ishus is there's a halacha of ishus. It's not an ownership. He doesn't possess her. He doesn't have possession of her that he should have. You want to make him a musik in the ishus? I know. You should say, I'm a Muzik in the Ishus, so you're taking away this right of Ishus that I own. So, Vais Taiswa, Delomai. The Ran holds you don't even own the Ishus. Isn't that what's Mashmah? The Ran says, you don't possess the woman. Vais Taiswa, the Ran holds you don't own her Ishus either. You control it, you don't own it. This is a good question. Wait, Avi Bloom said it, that you own the Ishus. Question's a good question. If I say to Ran Holtz, you don't own the Ishus either. Just the din that she can't get married. It's not that the husband owns it. You can't sell it. You can't sell it to someone else. Say, you know what, you can be married, give me money, and I'll sell the Ishus. He doesn't really own it. I hear. And anyway, we're going to come back. This line in the Ran is quoted Lagabe other things. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll come back yet. The Ran, these are the three Nakudas I wanted to sum up in Taisus. Again, the Maran, the Pesha was Kasha, Kidager, and this line in the Ran. And, alright. The other parts of Taisus will maybe yet come back to the ending of Taisus. Mitzvah Shem, we'll get back to it. Let's start the Gemara. My Taima, Rabba Amar, Lefishayim Bikiyim Lishma, Rabba Amar, Lefishayim Eidim Atzuyim Lekaimai, and we're going to deal with this machlaika straight through for the next three blocks. I just want you to understand that the Gemara, it's twofold. First, we're dealing with this machlaika as Rabba and Rabba, but more so, the Gemara will use Rabba and Rabba to explain many of the basics of Git. The question is, first question, you have a machlaika. Is what's an afkamina? My benayu. What's the difference if it's for lishma or for kiyum? Ike benayu, daisua betray. What's daisua betray? To what? To shluchim. Right, tell you Rashi says. To shluchim bring the get mendina sayam. So what's an afkamina? According to Rabba. You still have to say before they left that. According to Rava, you don't have to. Why not? Why let's do a betray? Why don't you have to say? So you should know it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, Rashi says, because you have Eidim Lekaimai, and Tosfos says, because once they're Shluchei Baal, that's good enough. Once they say that we're Shluchei Baal, that's good enough. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, which hopefully will still come back. Inani, Medina la Medina, Eretz Yisrael. If in Eretz Yisrael you have two separate areas, then it's not Namatsuya Makaimai, or Shlichi Shriyasa, they don't travel from one to the other. So in Eretz Yisrael you have two different areas. So again, according to Rabba, we're not worried about Lishma. In Eretz Yisrael, that became. According to Rabba, we are worried because we won't find any Namatsuya Makaimai. Inami ba'isa Medina Medina Sayyam. If you're in Medina Sayyam ba'isa Medina, so according to Rabba, we should still be worried about Lishma. According to Rava, it's Mitzuyah L'Kaimai, so we're not worried. These three nafkaminas are good nafkaminas. All three are nafkaminas in cases where the shliach is traveling shinuyim in the way the shliach is traveling. Emesis. I say it's emes because it's actually a Gemara, Mashmois HaGemara on Daf Yomei Beis, that there's a much bigger nafkamina than these three nafkaminas between Rabba and Rabba. When I say bigger, I don't mean I mean more basic, more fundamental. I don't mean more shchiach or less shchiach. But there's a tremendous nafgamina between Rabbah and Rabbah. And the nafgamina is the following. There are certain things, rive of the Torah, rive proofs that are negiah to mitzvah satayra, have zero to do with bezin. They have nothing to do with bezin. Let's say you want to know if a piece of meat is kosher. Does that have to have a hechsher from a bezin? No. There's a hechsher from a yid who knows what he's doing, is reliable. So he puts on a stempel with a hechsher, so that's good. You don't go running to bezin or kasimah. The person gets married. You need a bezin under the chuppah that the person should get married? Of course not. Under the chuppah, you do a ma'aseh kedushin. You have two kosher eidim, and that's fine. The truth is, al-pidin, you don't even need a ma'aseh kedushin. You just need two eidim, and the two eidim have to be ksherim. Ma'aseh kedushin could be a rasha too. The eidim have to be ksherim. If the eidim are ksherim and it's a kedushin, so it's a good kedushin. They have to be ksherim. You don't need most things that happen. You don't need bezin. Not a ma'isa bezin. There are very few things that are inherently ma'isa bezin. Now, if you want to prove a get was written lishma, do you need a bezin for that? No. Nobody argues. If you want to prove a get was written lishma, it's the same thing as having an esrig and you want to know that it's not murkiv. You don't need a bezdin. You want to have a kosher esrig? So you have to have a frumah yid that testifies, that puts a hesher, that's a good esrig. If you want to know it's a good get, it was written lishma, you don't need bezdin. All you need is either, maybe you need two eidim, if it's the Gemara's going to ask, you should need two eidim for lishma, or the Rabbanan said that it's enough one eidim for lishma. But you don't need bezdin to say something was done lishma, because the shma is not a ma'aseh bezdin. To give a hechsher to a piece of meat is not a ma'aseh bezdin. To give a hechsher to an esrig is not a ma'aseh bezdin. And to give a hechsher to a get is not a ma'aseh bezdin. However, one of the things that is a ma'aseh bezdin is kiyum shtaris. Kiyum shtaris is a henpik. Is a ma'aseh bezdin. It's something that the responsibility of bezdin to be mekayim shtaris. Now, of course, if there's no fight, if I say you lent me money and I take out a shtar and you're masking it, there's nothing to talk about. But in cases where there's an issue with a signature, kiyum shtaris is a ma'aseh bezdin, and therefore kiyum shtaris needs to be done in front of a bezdin. It needs b'fnei shloishim. The Gemara later says, b'fnei kama noisnoi, when the shliach comes, in front of how many people does he give the get? Rav Yechon and Rav Chanina, one says b'fnei beis, one says b'fnei gimel. The Gemara on Hey Amid Bey says that the reason you would need three is because kiyum shtaris is for Rava's reason. Is because of Rava's reason of kiyum shtaris. Memela, the Mashmois HaGemarik, look at the Gemara in Hayamid Beis. The Gemara in the Havamina says it clearly. It's not 100% clear if the Gemara changes its mind on that. But at least many Rishayim learn that it's Lamaskana, that like Rava, that the reason you have to say Befarinechtam is because of Kiyum Shtaris, because it's Cheshaziyah, you have to say it in front of a Bezdin. This shliach is going to have to come in front of Bezdin and say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtav. If the reason is Rabba's reason, Rabba says it's for lishma, that the reason that you say b'fanei nechtav is because of lishma, then you don't need to do it in front of Bezdin. It's like any other hechsher. You don't have to say in front of Bezdin that the esrig is kasha or the meat is kasha. That the get was written lishma, that fact, you can say it, shliach comes, He tells them that it was written Lishma, and you do it, it's finished. It's a good get. You know, we're not to invite Bezdin here. It's like shaking an estrogen and eating a piece of meat. This is, as I say, a more basic nafkamina. Memela, there are other nafkaminas. The Marshad, the Hayamid Aleph, talks about, it's actually Taisus there talks about, the Marshad, on the top Taisus on Hayamid Aleph, talks about whether Bafanai Nechdav could be Biksav. Does the Shliach actually have to say Bafanai Nechdav? Let's say the Shliach's in a rush. So he writes on a piece of paper, I certify that I saw that it was written Lishma, and he puts on a stempel, a signature, and he leaves it for us. Is that good enough for Bafanai Nechdav? Is it good enough a handwritten thing? Obviously, what is the Marshal going to say? Should be a step ahead of me, right? What does the Marshal say? That it depends. So what does that have to do with the Machlokes Rabba and Rava? Right. Obviously. The Pashut? According to Rabba, it's like a Hechsher. No? You put things in the store. How do you know it's kosher? You looked at the label. You didn't speak to the person. All you did is you put a stempel on it, right? If it's for Lishma, then it can be done Biksav. What's the problem? What's the problem? You can say funny enough to Biksav. It's a Hechsher, like the Hechsher on an Esrig. The Hechsher on a piece of meat. It's no more than a Inyan of Isser, Isser the Heter. And it's good enough, Biksav too. Mashenken le Rava. Like Rava, you need Eidus and Bezdin. Kiyum is something that's a Maisa Bezdin. You need Eidus and Bezdin. Mepiyam v'loy mepiksavam. There's a din in Bezdin that Bezdin doesn't accept Eidus Biksav. If you want to say Bifanei Nechdav, you have to come personally into Bezdin and say it in Bezdin. So after Marsha, according to Rava, that the Chashash is for Kiyum, you have to do it in front of Bezdin. Only according to Rabba that we could say that Biksav is good. This comes out to be an Afkamina, Rabba and Rabba. According to Rabba, Bafanei Nechdav is Kiyum. If it's Kiyum, it has to be said in Bezdin. It's a Maisa Bezdin. So it has to be said, not Biksav. According to, I gotta say the word names better. Okay, according to Rava that it's Kiyum, it has to be said in Bezdin. According to Rava that it's Atz Lishma, it could be even done Biksav. It doesn't have to be said. Another Nafkamina, a third Nafkamina. These are all really the same Nafkamina. It's a Maisa Bezdin. So A, it has to be done in front of Bezdin. B, it has to be done in Pepeh, not Biksav. And C, if it could be done by Laila. Bafarei Nechtam, could that be done by night? Bezdin, as you know, doesn't pass Kandinim at night. So Memela, if Bafarei Nechtav is a Maisa Bezdin, he would have to, if he arrives at night, he'll have to wait till the next morning and say it in front of three people. Masha'en came, if it's just a Hechsher, so you all know, a Hechsher, you give a Hechsher at night, just give a Hechsher by day. No difference night and day. So it comes out, according to this Mahalach, which is a mahalach at least of the Marsha and the Ritva and the Hayam and Beis. I think it's a Mashmois of Taisis on Hayam and Beis. There's a very big nafkamina now between Rabba and Rava. And that is this nafkamina, that according to Rabba, it's not a Maisa Bezdin. According to Rava, it is a Maisa Bezdin. Say again, if the Baal. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I'll tell you why. Because Bafanei Nechdav is not after the Baal is Ma'ar. Remember? the Baal, the aid comes and he says b'fanei nechtav, not after the Baal is ma'ar. It's his job, the shliach's job, to say b'fanei nechtav. If the Baal be ma'ar, so nachinam, he'll go to bed. But there's nothing to do with the shliach. The shliach, we're talking, even like Tysus, the shliach is coming before the error. Okay, after the error, it's not even possible. Let's see how it works. We'll get to that and give a lamed aleph. But the Baal, the shliach is saying before the error, right? So before the error, he doesn't have to go to bed. According to Rabba, the Mishnah says you have to go to bed. It doesn't say bed in the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? It says I may be getting dizzy on Sar Shiyam. It says that to be put to bed. Okay, this whole discussion is fine and well if you don't, if you're not aware of a of a night to be Yehuda. This night of Yehuda, I call it a Das Yachid. It's a Das Yachid of the night of Yehuda, but it's the question was the night of Yehuda, the Chayshish for the Chatchila. The night of Yehuda deals with the issue of whether every get needs a Bezdin. I'm not talking now about B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. I'm talking about every get, the husband is here, the wife is here, Maisim Yom Yom, the Agit. Do you need a Bezdin for the giving over of a get or not? In Shulchan Aruch, there are two dinim that seem to be saisa one the other. And that is, that it says, in the Ramah, Seif Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, that we don't give Gittin by night. Gittin are done only by day, we don't do Gittin by night, only by day. That's Mashma, that a get. Again, I'm not talking about Fanei Nechta, I'm talking about the Etzem get itself. The giving of the get is a Maisa Bed. On the other hand, it also says in Shulchan Aruch that Dayanim are not allowed to take money for a psak din. Dayanim can take schar b'teila, but Dayanim can't personally take money for a psak din because ma'ani b'chinam, afatem b'chinam, Moshe Rabbeinu paskin free, and therefore personal paskins doesn't get paid for his psak. For a get, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you can get paid. Person comes, they want a get, you say, if you want me to write you a get, to be misadded a get, I'll charge whatever you want to charge. If they're not interested, they can go shop somewhere else. But there's no din, this din that you don't take money for psak din, does not apply to get. That's mashma, that a get is not a maisabed. So it's a stira, it seems to be a stira Shulchan Aruch, if a get is a maisabed, then or it's not a maisabed. The Night of Yehuda maintains that a get is a Maisa Bezdin. Every get must be done in front of three people who are qualified Dayanim Al Pi Din. So which is good? It's good, the first one is good, it can be done by Laila. The second din, that you can take money, it's up to the Night of Yehuda. You can take money for the writing of the get. You can write the get for Slebezin. You don't need Bezin to write the get. You can write the get wherever you want. For writing the get, setting up the get, you can do. For the Nesinas HaGet, which has to be in front of Bezin, Bezin can't charge for that. If a person comes with the get, it's all written, all signed, all ready to go, and all he needs is to hand it in front of somebody. So for that, you can't charge. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch you can charge for Nesinas HaGet. It says for Sidur HaGet. For seder, if a seder gidden, you're allowed to charge. Therefore, holds like the Yehuda, every nesinas haget is a ma'aseh Beis Din, and it has to be done in front of Beis Din. Finished. All the achrayim that bring the night of Yehuda are mefakvek, disagree with him. There's a tshuva. There are a few tshuvas in the Sam Sefer where he disagrees. Yar Hashulchan disagrees. There's a tshuva night of Yantif. This tshuva brings a whole list of those who disagree with the night of Yehuda's hanacha that you need a bezdin. Night of Yehuda's case was a bezdin did it get. And of the three people in the Beis Din, two were related. One was a father-in-law, one was a son-in-law, and there was a third person. The Night of Yehuda passed the get, even b'di'evet. You know, the woman's an Eishes Ish. Because the Beis Din was a apostle of Beis Din. Beis Din was a apostle of Beis Din. A get is a Maisa Beis Din. It needs a Beis Din. There's some cipher, and the Yantif, and the Arfa Shulchan, and the Chidah. Among others, disagree. They say a get is like a kedushin. Kedushin doesn't need Beis Din. A get doesn't need Beis Din either. Why didn't always know you to have a Beis Din? So you just want to be sure you do it right. So there's a Beis Din. But it's not a halacha. They maintain that you need a Beis Din. There are a number of Gemaras which seem to say clearly that you do not need a Beis Din for Gittin. As a matter of fact, there's a Gemara above a Basra, Daf Kufay and Dalid, that says, Otu, kol ha-megarish, be-beidin ha-megarish. It says like a fella. Otu, kol ha-megarish, be-beidin ha-megarish. So there are a number of Gemaras which appear to be shver on the night of Yehuda. Baba Basra Kufay and Dalit says, Otu called the Megarish Beidina Megarish. So the Night of Yehuda explains his Shita. Night of Yehuda says that in every get, there are two things that happen. One thing that happens is that the woman becomes Eishes Ish. And the second thing that happens is that a whole number of Dinei Mamin suddenly take effect. What Dinei Mamin take effect by a get? Ksuba. Menachem pay Ksuba to his wife. And he's Pata from the Zionist. And Koma Shekhanisha Kanabayla doesn't apply. Balois, there's a Dinei Balois, which is that he has to pay this same log. He has to give back the property she came with. Balois is the din of the begadim she came with. So there's a whole list of dinei mamin that come into play as soon as you do a get. Dr. Nadav Yehuda, a get itself, the SM would not need a bet. Payais that the get affects all these dinei mamin. Therefore, it needs a ma'aseh Beis Din. L'may nafka mina. Let's say you would have a get that had zero maministik in nafka mina. Let's say you could think of a case where a get had no maministik in nafka mina. For example, there was only kedushin and not nesuin. He only did kedushin. He didn't do nesuin yet. Now he's not chayiv in mizaynus. You don't say kama shekana isha kana baile. He didn't write a ksuba yet. There's no din of nechsei malog. In such a case, you don't need a beis din for a get. In such a case, the Gemara says, I ought to call the megarish to be din of megarish. But in a typical get, a normal get, which involves kama dine mamin, there you do need a beis din because it has all these effects of dinei mamin, therefore it needs a beis din. This is the Shita Sadei of Yehuda. The Gaid of Yehuda painstakingly goes through a number of Gemaras, Gemara after Gemara, which seems to be Shver and Ashita. He answers all the Gemaras, and he stakes his Shita in an Arzarua that says you need a Bezdin, and a Rashi, which at this time I'll mention to you, which seems to say you need a Bezdin. And based on that, the Gaid of Yehuda paskins lahalacha that every get needs a Bezdin. The Yehuda is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva, Seder Get, the section called Seder Get, in the Kuchlan Dalit. It's in Sifkaten Gimel and in Sifkaten, no, it wasn't Gimel, it was Sifkaten Vav and Sifkaten Ches. In Sifkaten Vav, he brings the Night of Yehuda, and Sifkaten Ches, he brings all the Chayokim. The Yehuda himself, I think it was Tinyanas in the Kuf Yudalit, if I recall correctly. The question was, if the Neid Yehuda holds that in get itself it would be good, it's only because of the ramifications of Mamidus that it's no good. So if I do it by night, or I do it with not the Bezdin, let it become Oisei Shesish, but the man of still be chayiv in the Zaymus. You want to separate it. Okay. In order to answer you, I have to be magged in a different question, which you should really ask first, in the same, along the same line.
Every time a person has a question, then it's about it. So really, the holding column is this.
So then this question is a good question.
This
question is a good question. Why did Neid Yehuda say, you're right, say, Shesish, why don't we separate the two?
In any case, not just the
alright, Ken, what you're saying, what really is an earlier question. Somebody should ask it. I hear. But it's an earlier question. It's really an earlier question than Ibn Yehuda. And I'm not the first one to ask it. I mean, the Samsaifan and the Chida ask, since when does Dine Mamnis need a Bezdin? What's the whole Ibn Yehuda? Since when does Dine Mamnis need a Bezdin? I've never heard of such a thing. Dine Mamnis needs a Bezdin? Let's try Ibn Yehuda. What? The Dine Mamnis Shloisha means if two people have a dispute, so they have to go to a Bezdin to resolve their dispute. And that Bezdin has to be three. Or else it's not binding. If they don't know you need three, they go to two, it's not binding. If you have a dispute. But if I don't have a dispute, I did a get, nobody argued. The get was done. So Dine Mamnis, if everyone agrees, what's the problem? Huh? Everybody's, because we have a Nevuah. They can argue over money. And Koshkin, if they're getting divorced, they still can argue over money. So that may be true. What? Yerusha? Does Yerusha? What do you mean, does Yerusha mean again? You mean when they divorce? You mean they do? Every Yerusha doesn't need a Bezdin. It's nice and call young, people die, and the children divide. If they fight, they have to go to Bezdin. They're going to court, the lawyers get all the Yerusha. But if they get along, you know what I mean? So why does the Neid of Yehuda mean? It seems the Neid of Yehuda means, I'm not sure. And they will ask this on, they jump on him, and they ask this on the Neid of Yehuda. So I'm not sure how to answer Neid of Yehuda. It would be nice to try this Nekuda to understand better. But it seems that it's at least a takana that because of the Dine Mamnis, a get needs a Bezdin. don't want to go. I'm afraid to call it the Kana Darabanan because the Yehuda seems to consider it a deraisa. So I'm not sure how to answer this question they ask on Nabi Yehuda. Truth is, we have to go back to Nabi Yehuda and see. It's a long tshuva. Try to see where he answers this. So we know that we'll do that yet. But on Kapanim, the Yehuda learns that it's not just to settle the money, but it's a din that it needs to get because Chazal were concerned. There's so many mamonis. It's not just one deal. There's so much mamonis. So Mamela, Chazal were concerned. They said you need a bed. What? The Rabbana could be. The question is, why would they? Why would they? Al Kapanim, this is Shitas Neid B'Yehuda. The Batei Dinim today, by and large, Achayshish for the Neid B'Yehuda. They require a Bezdin. The Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva writes that it's Minig Yisrael to have a Bezdin, but not that it's Ma'akit. What? At the time of Mesiris Haget. Generally, at the time of Mesiris Haget, there are a minimum of five people there besides the husband and wife, the two Edim, and then the three Dayanim. One of the three Dayanim is usually the Sefer, so he doubles up. He's usually an expert in Hilchos Kiddushin, so he doubles up as one of the Dayanim. Usually there's a minimum of five other people there, Rishas Mesiris Haget, and Stamet Nebez. Now, the Nabi Yehuda's chiddush that it's a davar ma'akiv, that's a very big chiddush. The question is, how did Nabi Yehuda deal with our whole discussion today of the Shema not needing a bezin, the hechsher not needing a bezin? Could be masking to it, could be it wouldn't be masking to it, I'm not sure. But we discussed today two issues. One, if the shliach, the b'fanei nechtav, needs a bezin, and one, the Nabi Yehuda, which is if the ma'isa gid needs a bezin. If they're related or independent, all right, we can argue about it. But these are the two ideas. I'm hoping tomorrow to get started on Erech Adam Bisurin, so make sure you do the Taisasin on the subject.